Fox News. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. What a great forecast to start our week. We have a nice string of days ahead. Today, sunshine. It will be warmer with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight, low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. How about mid-80s tomorrow, near 60 tomorrow night, up to about 84 Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Still dry, then widely scattered showers coming in Thursday afternoon, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count, medium to high today, and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I haven't missed out at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Doc.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2, but we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. I always look at the birthdays.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And all the people I went to school with are turning 40, and it kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
It's kind of a reminder that I'll be turning 40 this year. I'm not wild about it, Dave, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just a number? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's a little weird.
Mm.
You know, because you go from, like,
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that anybody considers themselves old, but, like, you can't quite consider yourself young still. You know, like, you're just, you know, like, there's, like, things that you could probably get away with in your 20s and 30s that when you're 40, it's like, maybe not.
Well, when I turned 30, it wasn't a problem at all.
Yeah, me neither.
That didn't bother me. 12:30 kind of bothered me.
What did?
Excuse me, 35 kind of bothered me.
It's like 12:30.
Sorry. I was thinking a half past. Anyway, yeah. 35 kind of bothered me. And I don't know why, but it was just, and it wasn't like the days leading up to it. It was the day of. I was like, oh my gosh, 35. 34 didn't sound old. 35 is in the second half of your 30s.
Right.
Closer to 70 than birth.
That's kind of what, yeah, see, there you go. That's the type of math that you'll start doing.
And at some point, you are truly middle-aged, and if 70 is sort of the roundabout number where people die, 35's, you're like, what the hell have I done with my life? Alexander the Great had conquered the entire known world by 33.
Yep.
I was 35 and had not conquered the entire known world. Nor had I conquered the entire known house I lived in.
Right.
It's
interesting.
Just tough. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I'm trying to send my sister-in-law a picture of Will Ainsworth so she can...
I'm on the younger end of people in my class, too.
Yeah?
So I had a lot of time to, like, I guess, brood on it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all of them are turning 40. It's like, oh, yeah, now I am. Now I'm terrible. Now I'm a zilch.
It's not the... It's same reason people don't get wills.
Right.
They're afraid to face their mortality. They don't want to be, you know, staring death in the face. I don't know. Isn't that what we do, though? Stare death in the face? Look at the president just standing there while kids roam past, and they're not even looking at him. They're just rolling eggs. What's a roll? What's an Easter egg roll? I thought it was a hunt. This is an Easter egg roll. What is that?
I don't know,
Barry. What is a roll?
I think they, like, don't they, like, roll Easter eggs, like, from one side of the lawn to the other or something?
How fun is that?
I don't know. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe if you don't break them or something, you get a prize. I don't know. Seems like a vestige from, like...
Do you know what I just thought of? I hadn't thought of this for years.
What?
In fifth grade, we had a relay indoors one day where we took from one side... We were in, like, a pod system school. The school and the office and the library and stuff were in the middle in the gym. And then the wings held the classrooms. And on the fifth grade wing, we went from... where the office was, all the way to the door and back with an egg on our...
On a spoon
On
or
a
something?
Spoon. If it fell off and broke, you were out. And there were egg slime all over the floor. Kids were falling down in it. Who approved that? That would never happen today.
Oh, God, no.
Somebody would have sued. Some kid would have cried. We laughed when the kids found it. Ah!
Right.
Look at little Susie.
Dummy. We'd not be able to balance an egg.
Not that. They would slip on other people's eggs.
Right. Good job, you zilch.
They weren't paying attention. Oh, my gosh. How did that get passed?
It was a different time.
1990?
Yeah, still.
Wasn't that different?
Yeah, it was.
Just a few years ago.
Yeah, like 30.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of school, there's a teacher shortage in Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they tell us.
They say?
Yeah, here's the headline in the Daily News. In teacher shortage, educators support bill for non-certified teachers. They're going to let you teach in Alabama. Well, right now you can teach for 1 year only forever. As a non-certified teacher. If your school system is declared an emergency and you're hired under that emergency plan, you can teach for 1 year, but you can only teach for 1 year, and you can never, ever again be allowed to teach without a certification. A bill this year would change the word emergency to urgent and make it 6 years instead of just one. I guess giving you 6 years to get qualified, I don't know. But here's my thing. If I can teach for 6 years and not be qualified, why can't I teach forever?
Right.
You know, I understand the one-year deal.
Right.
Like in an emergency, you go grab anybody, you try. But 6 years, that's not an emergency. That's a habit. See, think about 6 years ago. What were you doing 6 years ago? 6 years ago would have been 2013.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the beginning of Obama's second term.
I know. Yeah, I had a less than year-old kid.
Yeah, exactly. 6 years is a long dadgum time.
Yeah. Right. And so, right. So if you can do that, what does it, you know, what does it matter?
Right. If you can teach 6 years, Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is sponsoring this bill. He's the one that carried the horrific gas tags.
He's really making friends.
Well, he just, you know, they put him into leadership, Dave. Clyde went into leadership. And when he went into leadership, he lost all sense of himself. They knew they couldn't beat him. He has a mortal stranglehold over that district. They couldn't beat him. So they had to co-opt him. They had to bring him into leadership. Mr. Clyde, you want to be a leader? You're going to have to raise gas taxes and make sure our teachers aren't certified. The AEA actually supports the bill, which surprises me. You know why we have a teacher shortage, right?
No.
We don't pay them anything, do
we? Oh, is that why?
Every other surrounding state pays more. So if you're a starting out teacher, you went to Auburn or Alabama or Georgia, and you're starting out as a teacher, where are you going to work? Where you make $5,000 more or $5,000 less? And where are you going to work? A place that has better retirement benefits or worse retirement benefits? A more expensive or less expensive health care? I mean, we're competing against other states for these resources. I just wish we'd address the fact that we don't pay our teachers enough. Anyway.
Yeah.
Our number 272-9228. Another bill. I mentioned this, actually, I think. Another bill in front of the state legislature. The only reason I'm mentioning this one today is because the Alabama Daily News had an ad telling us how wonderful the world will be if we can just let CRNAs do practice medicine without doctors. And they go on and talk about how strict their training is and everything, and how they have board certified standards. And if they're advertising on Daily News, they think they're going to pass this thing.
Yeah.
Because other groups that have advertised were Rebuild Alabama, which was passing the gas tags. I think it's a bad idea. I hope any legislator listening to this votes against this. Senate Bill 156. And here's how you know it's a bad bill. They're lying about what's in it. Senate Bill 156 clarifies the definition of a CRNA by describing the relationship that exists with surgeons and removes language that can be seen as a barrier to care, especially in rural Alabama. And they tell you, well, they're still going to have the direction of a doctor. Yeah, a surgeon. Or a dentist. But not an anesthesiologist who knows, you know, anesthesiology. So this is a bad bill, Senate Bill 156. I don't even know who's carrying this, but it's awful. And I hope you guys all vote it down. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
You know, I've been listening to all these bills that have been proposed. They are pitiful. This is a weak bunch of folks. They're really not doing anything. And one thing that really surprised me is that this bill that they proposed about you can't follow a car more than a mile on the interstate without getting a ticket. And then they start talking to me, we got to hire more troopers, which is your song and dance, which is dumb as hell. The truth is, guys, we got to have more roads. Interstate needs to be three lanes from the state line to Mobile. We don't have enough roads on this state. They're not building them. And, you know,
here's what I don't understand. Every other major city you drive through with traffic problems, Nashville, Atlanta, even Chattanooga, they have four, five, six lanes going through town. Each direction. Huh? Birmingham has two.
Uh-huh.
And they're they're spending all that money to make a third lane. They need to make it like six lanes.
Well, you know, and on top of that, this is typical of the state of Alabama. We got all new kinds of new factories, tons of truck traffic going through here, but they are not going to build any roads to put that on. They're just going to hire more cops and pass stupid damn laws like that.
Yeah.
These guys don't know how to run a state, or they're willingly dragging this thing down. Alabama's a pisser. They don't spend any money on infrastructure, and that's a disgrace.
So you were for the gas tax increase?
Hell no, because they're not going to build roads with it. And it goes to the dredge Mobile Bay, which they might not be able to do. They hadn't even got an approval for that project.
Yeah. We'll see.
Thank you.
Thanks. 272-9228 Auburn House Wash. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet had the opportunity to meet with Spencer Mann and his incredibly talented team, I encourage you to get on the horn. Call 826-WASH. That's 334 area code for you guys living way far away. But 826-WASH. 826-WASH. But bam, 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 that's Auburn House Wash. I live in Montgomery or the River Region. Guys, he has a truck dedicated to the River Region. It's just branded so well in Auburn. Why in the world is he going to rename his entire business just to put a truck in the River Region? Just to, I actually have an appointment set up with Spencer over at Auburn House Wash for Friday, May 3rd. Friday, May 3rd. Give that old house a bath. See what it's going to look like. See how beautiful it can be. It's not my house. It's a historic property in Pike Road that we take care of. But guys, if you want low pressure, low cost, extremely high value services, give Auburn House Wash a call. 826-WASH on the web, auburnhousewash.com, auburnhousewash.com. You can also check them out on Facebook, Auburn House Wash. Look them up. You're going to love it. You're going to love those before and after pictures, the time-lapse footage and more. Auburn House Wash. Your house basically looks brand new when they get over. It's amazing. Really amazing. Prompt, professional, good people. 18 after. We'll be back.
Across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Created by the U.S. Congress on May 18, 1933, the Tennessee Valley Authority, or TVA, is the nation's largest public power company and a world-renowned regional development agency. It operates hydroelectric dams and coal-fired and nuclear power plants in northern Alabama and other southern states. TVA also manages the Tennessee River for flood control, navigation, recreation, and water quality.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Gonna check a freight train.
3 minute and a lady morning show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the Impact on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center April 25th from News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Welcome back in, 23 minutes after 10. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. Tom's a good guy. Tom knows everything there is to know about concrete. I'm convinced, I'm confident. Now, there may be some obscure reference to concrete he doesn't know. But if you're talking about just good concrete work, foundations, piers, driveways, walkways, curbing, parking lots, anything that's just good old-fashioned concrete work, patios, Tom can handle it. Tom can handle it. Decorative, stamped. He's got some of the absolute greatest concrete employees around. I mean, the guys are dedicated. They're fantastic. They know what they're doing. And I can't wait for you to meet them. Call them, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check them out online, pennyearn.co, or you can check them out on his Facebook page, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I spent my income tax refund with one of your sponsors and was highly pleased.
Good. Who was that?
Riley Manning.
Oh, I love Riley Manning. Isn't he fantastic?
Oh, yeah. He came out, gave me an estimate, checked around. It was a fair price. Came out, did his job. And I'm just highly pleased and recommend him to anybody.
Well, I can't tell you how much that means. Riley's a decent, kind, honorable human being and has been part of this program almost from the very beginning. I mean, just a few months in.
He's a solid guy, and he asked me how I heard about him, and I shared with him. I heard him on your show, and face lit up, and so it was a good end to a good income tax refund.
Good.
Have a good day.
That's why you gave the government an interest-free loan. I'm glad to. I'm glad you were able to use it wisely. Our number 2729228. Who's this?
This is Urbanite.
Urbanite, how are you, sir?
I'm alive. In that last segment, you mentioned the emergency teacher program. Hopefully, they're asking for people with master's degrees. You didn't mention any degree requirement.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it wasn't mentioned in the article.
I think it's just bachelor's.
Oh, that's sad.
Why?
Well, I would hope they would want at least a master's degree before they put anybody in a classroom.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because a master's degree shows you've mastered your subject matter.
Yeah. It says educators must have a bachelor's degree, but no education, training, or experience. But
I can handle a guy who's an accountant, maybe looking for a job, having to be a teacher for a minute, because he'd probably be a sorry accountant if he didn't have a job this time of year. But, I mean, I just couldn't imagine who at the bachelor's level would be a quality teacher product.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so they go spin their wheels for another year or two in college getting a master's. It's not like it's any harder than getting a bachelor's.
Well, on the subject, man. You are such a snob. Now I know you a law student. You're a law student. You know better than that.
I don't know.
Oh, you have a doctor of jurisprudence. See, you'd be perfect for teaching history.
For teaching what? History?
History.
I'll teach the hell out of history. I'll give him the real history. I'll teach him about the globalist corporatist whores that have ruined this world.
Unlike the rest of us who refuse to teach because I don't like kids. I mean, you love kids. Why don't you do it?
It's because I've got better jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Not more important jobs.
There are better ways
but
to
better
be
from where I sit.
I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying having to deal with children.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to teach college kids, though. let's face it, college kids are fun.
Urbanite, let me ask you, why aren't you doing it?
Because I can't stand up more than 4 hours.
I know, but they got new reasonable accommodations, the Americans with Disabilities, eh?
Well, yeah, I guess I could. All right, then, take care.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's a reasonable accountability. You don't have to, accommodations. You don't have to stand up. That's a reasonable accommodation. Let them sit down. I had teachers who sat down. I had one particularly massively overweight teacher who sat down the whole time. He's probably the one who needed to stand.
Seriously.
Sitting down is probably what was killing him.
Yeah.
Coach Pauly.
I don't know. Yeah. Why do you need to stand up? He was standing and lecture.
He stood up one time. He was a weird bird. You know those four-legged stools with the things between them? It was like a wooden stool.
Yeah.
He always sat on it. He was a physical science teacher. And to this day, I'd remember stuff in there because of him. He was so dynamic, so good, such a wonderful teacher. Truly loved kids. I mean, huge into, like, making it applicable and fun. It was a great class. Truly a great class. We froze stuff with liquid nitrogen and broke it in the hallways.
Right.
He told us he could make meth in the lab if he wanted to. I mean, he was a great, great a great teacher. But he was massively obese. And he sat down on this stool all the time. And one day he sat there and he was in the middle of talking like I am now. And he just
broke.
He just paused. And he started looking up at the sky, like towards the ceiling. And I thought, the hell's going on with him? And he looked, and he kept looking, and everybody's kind of looking at each other like, is he snapping? Has he lost it? And all of a sudden he goes, meow. He looks back up, and he looks behind him, meow. And he starts going through this fake war flashback, and he picks up the stool and acts like he's shooting. He's like, get down. He did that for about 3 minutes, and he sat down. He sat back down on his stool, and he's like, okay. Now, when you look at the left side of the periodic, he did not address it at all.
Wow.
It was a bizarre
moment. Maybe I guess everyone was flagging, you know? They were just kind of like, you know, you can see when your audience is fading. Maybe you guys needed a pick-me-up.
Mm.
We had a teacher like that, but it was actually like one of the worst classes that I ever had. I was kind of excited about it. It was like Civil War history, and it was like the run-up to the Civil War and then, you know, then the battles and all that. But it was like a dude that looked like John Candy, but like late-stage John Candy, like super fat, but also like with a buzz cut. And the nerdy glasses.
Yeah.
And Coach Davis, and he would just, he taught from an outline. He would put, remember the overhead projector?
Yeah.
He'd put an outline up there and then just drone through it.
With it dark so you could see it?
And it was so bad.
I had a Coach Davis.
It was the, like, it was one of the worst classes I ever took. Because, like, it was like, okay, how can I take this really dynamic, really interesting material and make it, and it was an elective.
So make it dry.
So like everybody that signed up for it was interested in it.
Right.
You know? And then how can I make this so boring that you just don't even want to study this at all anymore? Well, if that was his goal, he accomplished it.
He succeeded. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. That's the Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline. We'll be back in a moment. Your phone calls at 272-9228. Got a little Nashville news to get to too. At some point. You know, everybody's got to be... Yeah, you got... Everybody's got to be well-rounded. Got to know what they're passing out in Utah. Yeah, Utah. Half past.
Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. we are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. It rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a great forecast to start our week. We have a nice string of days ahead. Today, sunshine. It will be warmer with a high temperature up to about 82. Tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as cool. Overnight, low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. How about mid-80s tomorrow? Near 60 tomorrow night. Up to about 84 Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. Still dry. Then widely scattered showers coming in Thursday afternoon. But a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count medium to high today and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
From the Fox Business Network, oil prices are heading higher. That's after the Trump administration said it will end waivers that let countries buy oil from Iran without facing U.S. sanctions. Crude is trading at more than $65 a barrel. Shares of Kraft Heinz are higher after the company announced it has a new CEO. Miguel Patricio says he'll take the company in a new direction. Federal security regulators have also been investigating Kraft Heinz. Samsung reportedly delaying the rollout of its $2,000 Galaxy Fold smartphone until at least next month. That's after tech reviewers reported their test devices had malfunctioned. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Three reasons Ethos Life Insurance is great for you and your family. One, it's affordable. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars in coverage for less than you spend on coffees each month. Two, our online application couldn't be easier. It takes just 10 minutes to complete. Three, with Ethos, you're protecting your family's financial future so you can rest easy. To receive your free quote and complete your application in minutes, visit ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com. Ethos. Insure your life. It's never been easier.
Guys, welcome back in. 37 minutes after 10 o'clock. ASE Credit Union. I got a question from somebody just recently. You mean you just walk in there and get a loan?
Yeah.
I mean, you can just walk in there and get a loan. ASE Credit Union. Go by one of their locations. They got 9 locations right here in the River Region. They do car loans, new and used car loans, commercial loans, personal loans. That's just money just for your business, not theirs. ASE Credit Union, on the web, incidentally, yourasecu.com, yourasecu.com. But ASE Credit Union is, without a doubt, the finest place in the River Region to do banking. Absolutely free checking. Yes, absolutely, 100% free checking, meaning no minimum balance, no have to use your debit card every month. Oh, it'll be free if you follow all of our rules. No, it'll be free if you sign up for a checking account. That's what makes it free. YourASECU.com, ASE Credit Union, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you, 37 minutes after 10 o'clock. Randall's violating the one call a day rule.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Look, I just want to add too that about the teachers. If people are in the schools enough, they would know. Look, they're getting around that already. They letting them substitute 4 days out of the week. And I'm aware that Prattville High School does a lot. They don't let them do the whole 5 days. You can only do 4, and then they swap them in and out. I mean, it's worse than what we think. So I guess you got to look at that point. I mean, what are they? I mean, kind of going around it now. I mean, so I don't know. I guess we need to look into raises and maybe not worry about digging out no daggum thing to shoot no pine trees out. But anyway, that's all I wanted to add. It. I see it a lot, man. It's already getting around it now. So we got to do something. I just don't know.
What happened with pine trees? I'm lost.
Oh, still taking the tax dollars and digging out Mobile Bay for ship pine trees back to China. We need to.
Oh, I got you.
Get our teachers, get our folks right, have more companies come in here, man.
I got it.
And we love you, bro.
Yep, appreciate it. I didn't know where he's going with pine trees. I was lost.
Well, you know, some non sequiturs come with territory.
But I'm glad we got that cleared up. If you have an unwanted car seat at Target's annual car seat trade-in event, you can get 20% off a new car seat stroller or select baby gear. If you don't want new baby gear, you can just bring your car seat to me, and I'll trade it in and get new baby gear, because I always have a need for new baby gear. What they do is they recycle it. It starts today and goes through May 4th, but they recycle it and make it into other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're giving it to somebody.
Right.
Not like they're giving it to somebody. Or you can take your coupon, the 20% coupon for new car seat, stroller, or select baby gear, and you can take it over to Cope, which helps new moms get on their feet, over off Madison Avenue next to the McDonald's right there in the Cope House. You can run your coupon over there, and they will find a good use for it. Find somebody to give them some stuff. But it's an interesting deal. It's easier than trying to throw out a car seat. They're huge.
Right.
They're huge. So.
Well, and you know, they've got us all brainwashed that everybody needs a new one, you know.
They got us brainwashed that kids need to be in car seats till they're 40.
Right.
Is your kid under 6'3"?
Under 200 pounds?
Does he weigh less than 250?
Right.
Then you are driving him in a death trap. Why is your kid not in a car seat? It's big plastic, I tell you. Big plastic is who pushes this car seat business. You know everything liberals push, even car seats, is designed to make you have fewer children?
Right.
Everything. Every liberal policy can be distilled into they want you to have fewer children. Every single liberal policy. You give me a liberal policy, I will make it into they want you to have fewer children. An example of this, Dateline Seattle, NBC News. For some millennials, climate change clocks tick louder than biological ones. Let me just tell you how this opens. I'm going to read you the first couple sentences of this. Erica Lundahl writes and performs her own songs. She works in Seattle for a company that publishes books on the environment. She thinks a lot about how to best occupy her place in the world. Yet, despite this full time, Lundahl, at 27, feels a clock ticking. Her biological clock, yes, but also the one to fix global warming or face the likelihood that she and her potential children will have to live in a seriously marginalized world. Then they quote Lundahl. There's this sense that if you don't have kids soon, you could be putting them in a harder position. But if you do have them, that will not be easy either, with the storms, the intense droughts, the precariousness of the times. It's like you're playing with two ticking time bombs, yours and the planet's. Sounds like Becky the Babysitter.
I mean, yeah. Sounds like a dumb reason to have or don't have kids.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever read.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds painful.
Every single liberal policy is designed to have you have fewer children. Every single one. I can't think of a single policy advanced by liberals in the last 40 years that has not been designed to have you have fewer children. I can't think of one. It's absolute bananas. Now, sometimes it backfires and you end up having more kids. But like the whole poverty movement, the whole deal to end poverty, the Great Society, was designed to take men out of the household, which they thought would lead to fewer children.
Room.
They didn't think people would just go bananas and start having kids like crazy. This whole article is about how scary it is to bring kids in the world.
Which, I mean, isn't false.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm just saying,
kids are normal.
Right, well, I'm just saying, it can...
who's going to take care of...
No, wait.
Who's going to take care of Lundahl when she's 80? Who's going to take care of her?
Someone else's kids.
Right. Well, who's going to be paying into the Social Security system she's going to take?
Someone else's kids.
My kids.
Yeah.
My kids are going to be taken care of. Her and everybody like her.
Yeah, I guess I didn't mean... So what I mean is it's scary enough to have a kid, than to have to, for people to tell you to consider, climate change or, the end of the world or whatever. It's like, from the beginning of time, there's never a good time to, get married, start a business, buy a house, or have a kid. There's never a perfect time.
No. Terrifying.
And I mean, the fact that, people are just like gripped with existential angst over something that is
literal, not a problem.
Right. Which is as normal a human activity as any other human activity, possibly more, because it's basically what you're here to do on Earth.
A recent poll for Business Insider found 30% of Americans agree, at least somewhat, that the potentially life-threatening effects of climate change should be factored into the decisions about whether to have children. A New York Times poll last summer revealed that 11% of those who didn't want children or aren't sure cited climate change as one reason.
A whopping 11%.
That's one out of every nine people.
I know, but still.
No, I mean, it is whopping.
Nah.
Listen, go have kids. Have lots of kids.
Right.
Particularly if you listen to this program. Have lots and lots of kids. Age out. You'll age out one day. I mean, you get your 40s. May not want to keep having kids. But have kids.
Churn.
At least have two and replace yourself. Don't worry about liberals, though. Not only that, you have. Now, not only that, though, climate change is actually good for humanity. The warmer the earth is, the more food we make, the better everyone's life is. Which is why liberals want to keep it cool. They want you miserable.
You can plot it on a map.
Every time the world has been warmer than it is now have been great advances in science. Great advances in the humanities.
And every time it's colder, what do we get? We get things
death
like
and destruction.
The Dark Ages.
Yeah. Death and destruction. Ignorance. The reason is because you're spending more time trying to find food and less time pondering the existential realities of the universe. You don't have time to sit around and read Descartes and Plato when you're scrambling around trying to make sure your kids are fed.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's warmer and there's more food on the earth, they told me warmer equals less food. They lied to you. They lied to you about everything. They also told you it's getting warmer. I don't think it is. But even if it was, that's good, not bad. Our number 272-9228 on that Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline. Who's this?
JT.
JT, what's up?
I'm it's the liberal policy, it's the same way with the seat belts, it's the same way with the baby seats. The seat belts was just a mindset. Try to get you in a mindset that that we can dictate to you what you need to do. it wasn't they really were concerned.
Well, the baby
about.
Seats make it so you have to have a bigger car and fewer kids fit in each car.
That's right.
That's why they encourage people to have fewer kids. Every single thing pushed by liberals is designed to make you want to have fewer kids. Every single policy. Or make it impossible for you to have more kids. Every single possible. For example, every student should go to college. Well, guess what? You don't have kids for those 4 years. And then if you spent $150,000 on a college education, what do you want to do, Dave? You want to go out and work for a little bit. You don't have kids right away.
You got to go out, camp back up.
Right. So your women who go to college, and notice 60% of college graduates are women. Women who go to college aren't having kids until they're 35.
That's right.
But who can blame them? They've got $150,000 in college debt to pay back. They don't want to bring a kid into that environment. But it's that constant push. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what liberal policy you bring me, I will show you how it is designed at its core to make you have fewer children.
Well, not only that, it's also to put you into a mindset that you will follow along with what their game is. They don't care whether you get killed in a car wreck by making you wear a seatbelt. They don't really care about that. If they did, they would put seatbelts in every school bus, which they do not have.
Right.
You know, so it's just a mindset, trying to get you into a mindset that I can tell you what to do, and you will do it.
I'm with you. I hate
JT's
it.
JT's out. Thank you.
See you. Does he know he's named after Justin Timberlake? He should.
But, I mean, do you wear a seatbelt?
Well, I do because it's safe.
Right.
But I didn't always. When I first started driving, I didn't. But it didn't ding at you either back then.
It's true. I mean, you can look at the numbers. It's empirically safer to wear a seatbelt. It's stupid not to.
There are very few instances where not wearing a seatbelt will work to your advantage.
Right.
And those instances are vastly outweighed by the times it does.
Yeah. And
you get a 30-mile-an-hour fender bender with a seatbelt on, you're going to walk away. There's a 100% chance you walk away.
Right.
You get a 30-mile-an-hour fender bender without a seatbelt, there's a chance you die.
Correct.
Not just don't walk away, you die.
Correct.
Your head hits something, you slide under your seat and break your back, you slide under your steering wheel, somebody in the back hits the back of your head because they didn't have a seatbelt on, so they become a 30-mile-an-hour missile.
Right. Yeah, see, I mean, I'm with you on the on the ranting, but, you know, then when you got guys that call in and say that wearing a seatbelt is just a thing for it so they can control you, I'm not sure that's what the design was.
I'm all for wearing a seatbelt. I encourage everybody to buy.
You watch enough racing. You should know.
Holy mackerel. The things those people walk away from. And sometimes they don't. Robbie Wickens last year, crash at Pocono. He did not walk away from that. He's got a broken back and will never walk again, but...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, most of the time.
Let's not have anybody think that we're over here advocating not wearing seatbelts.
No, okay? Put your seatbelt on. Fasten it.
Put your seatbelt on. Especially the way some of you people drive.
Jerry, tighten it up, too. Don't just put it on. Make sure it's tight enough. That's an hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, our very first advertiser. Ever. And she never canceled. She's been with us for now almost 5 years. Why? Because it works. Because it works. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage love the advertising response they get from the people in the News and Views listening audience. They talk to our customers all of the time. All of the time. All the time. 567-4223. Pick up the phone and call her. Or fill it out online. ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Call her today. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm serious. Pick one liberal policy that you think doesn't try to get you to have fewer kids. Now, here's the mind bender. You ready? The liberals always advance the policy one generation before the conservatives adopt it as their own. That's globalism. That's corporatism. That's the uniparty. Those globalist corporatist whores. So conservatives, whatever inane liberal policy they push, the conservatives will adopt it the next generation as their own. We'll be back.
Go! the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with approved credit.
Montgomery Subaru.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Seton Place for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back in 7 minutes down to the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon, entertaining the hell out of you, keeping you informed, keeping you on guard against the advance of globalism and corporatism, saying intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct things every time you turn around. Gosh, you're lucky to have us.
They really are.
You know, the more I think about it, I can't believe we give this away for free. Right. People would pay for this.
Of course they would.
We ought to do that. We ought to make it a subscription basis.
Well.
But we're not going to give it away for free just yet. Not yet. RJ, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
No.
A few minutes ago, you had a caller that called in about Riley Manning painting.
Yes.
I also wanted to call in and tell you what a good experience I had with them. Last year, I had to have my whole house repainted inside. They came out. He did. He himself came out, gave me an estimate, and we agreed on it. I could not do it all at one time. So anyway, he would come and do maybe two rooms at a time, and then he would, when they would finish those two rooms, he himself would come out, look over the work, see if it was done the way he wanted it done, and then I'd pay him for that work.
Oh, that's
it might be 2 months before I would, or maybe even three before I would call him again and say, I'm ready to get two more rooms done or three more rooms. He would, again, they would come out, timely manner, they'd be here when they said they would be here, and they'd paint those rooms. Again, he would come, do a walkthrough, see if it was like I wanted it, if I had any questions, if I was happy with it. It always was. And then I'd pay him for that. He never, ever pressured me to do it all at one time. I could do it as long as I could afford to do it. And I was well pleased with the work they did.
I would recommend them to anybody. Riley Manning is a really, truly decent and good person. He really is. And that story doesn't surprise me at all.
And that's the only way, you know, I could have got my house painted like that. But it looks so good now, and I'm really proud of the work they did.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he worked with me so well with that, and I just wanted people to know that.
I had a similar experience. I called him, and I said, hey, man, and sometimes I'll just call to chat, but I called him. I was like, come look at my doors. I want to get my doors redone. He was there the next day. His people started the day after that, and they finished it, you know, the next day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just incredible how quickly
they did. Absolutely. His painters are wonderful. And what I liked about it, you know, that he came back and looked at their work and everything before he would even let me pay him. You know, yeah. He wanted to be sure it was done the way he wanted it done and the way I wanted it done
right.
Before he would even let me pay him. And, you know, not many businesses would do that.
Mm-mm. No, he's the best. That's why we advertise. We advertise for top-tier advertisers, people at the pinnacle of their profession.
Well, I just wanted to share that after I heard someone else call in, and they were pleased, too. And I just wanted to share that with, if anybody's looking for painters. So, okay.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you. I thought she was going to tell me about globalism and the corporate whores out there. And
nope. Just wanted to give props to an advertiser.
You guys can always call and give props to an advertiser.
That's right.
Speaking of globalists, Mitt Romney, they're thinking may back Bill Weld in the Republican primary against Donald Trump. Can't we just have one day without Republicans stabbing us in the back on every turn? I'm so glad Mitt Romney lost in 2012. Had Mitt Romney won, we would have never gotten Donald Trump.
Correct.
Had John McCain won, we would have never gotten Donald Trump.
Probably.
And John McCain and Mitt Romney are two of the worst human beings on the planet. They're absolutely horrific. Here is the statement that total worthless loser Mitt Romney put out about the Mueller report. It is good news that there was insufficient evidence to charge the President of the United States with having conspired with a foreign adversary or with having obstructed justice. Why didn't he just stop there? The alternative would have taken us through a wrenching process with the potential for constitutional crisis. The business of government can move on. Even so, now why did he have to go here? Even so, I'm sickened at the extent and pervasiveness of dishonesty and misdirection by individuals in the highest office of the land, including President. I'm also appalled that, among other things, fellow citizens working in a campaign for President welcomed help from Russia, including information that had been illegally obtained, that none of them acted to inform American law enforcement, and that the campaign chairman was actively promoting Russian interests in Ukraine. No, he wasn't. That was before. Reading the report is a sobering revelation of how far we have strayed from the aspirations and principles of the founders. This country is so much better off for Mitt Romney having lost, because Trump is reversing everything Obama did. Romney or McCain would have been just milquetoast, moderate, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush-style Republicanism, which has been destroying the party since Reagan. Reagan was the last mostly real Republican before Donald Trump. Someone who believed in this country